Generative AI is coming for the throats of creatives of all types, and I couldn't be more excited about it. And that's not because I enjoy people losing their jobs, right? The complete destabilization of entire economies, at least as we currently know them, like everything that is going to also happen along when that comes along, I'm definitely not excited about. But I feel like this is a crucible moment. There's no options here other than to go through it. And so then you kind of have to start then managing your options. And what instead I see from most people, most creative types, is panic. Look, as someone who has created content online at the highest of levels for the past 4 years for the Institute of Human Anatomy, I know Google has trained on videos, hours of content I have personally made that has I have spent, at this point, thousands of hours working on, honing my craft, getting good with presentation. Everything that I have worked so hard for, Google has trained on that, OpenAI has trained on that. And what that means is they're going to be able to do everything that I have been doing better very soon. That's the way it goes. But for me, I'm not throwing my hands up and saying, oh, they stole this, which they did, or I guess not, especially if you're Google and it's YouTube. My point is, I understand the frustration. I understand the anxiety that comes from the complete destruction of your career in a lot of ways. But I'm just at this point where I'm like, assuming mankind doesn't end, right? Assuming AI doesn't turn us all into pets, assuming all of that stuff, which if that's what happens, then none of this really matters anyways. But let's just assume for a moment that doesn't happen. I want to try and do what I can to position myself to be in a place that I can take advantage of what is going to happen. I'm someone who enjoys change. I enjoy novelty, right? If you were to, you know, look at Justin as a video game character and you could see all the attributes, I am painfully mediocre at pretty much everything. Everything. Like, I'm not a physical specimen by any stretch. My intelligence is not really that great. I'm painfully average. But the one thing that I would say that I've noticed over the entirety of my life that I'm above average at is curiosity. I'm just more curious than everyone around me. I've always been that way. I enjoy novelty. I enjoy change. You know, I get unnerved by it. It gives me anxiety just like it does everyone else. But I look at it as almost like an opportunity to leap on something, to try something, to see where this goes. When I see OpenAI unleashing Sora, DALL-E 3 with Midjourney, all these large language models, and just how they're going to be mixing with other types of models, when I see what to me seems very intuitive, just the end result of all of these different AI models starting to work together to become these really incredible multimodal systems. When I look at that and understand, yes, there's going to be a ton of destabilization, to put it lightly. It's encroaching on so many people's creativity and just the hard work they've put in for their careers. I see all of that. But I go, well, if we're not going to die, something's going to come from this. And personally, I feel like it's going to be incredible. Or at least that's what I'm hoping for. I'm not throwing my hands up. So for me, I'm looking at this and saying, you know what? Let's just go for it. Let's hit the gas. Let's hit the gas and see where this goes. Be responsible with it. I don't mean just pedal to the metal, but what I don't mean is don't stop. Let's figure this out. I can tell you what I'm looking for. When I see Sora, when I see all of these different models coming through, right now what I'm looking for, the benchmarks are going to be when video can be around 10 minutes long with dialogue. When that happens, I think the shift that is going to occur, and by the way, this could happen tomorrow for all I know. I don't know what's happening. I don't work at any of these companies. But I can tell you that when that occurs, the ability to tell short stories is going to change people's understanding of what is possible. What I intuitively feel is coming, and this has been something I have been pretty good at for my entire life, is intuitively through my curiosity, seeing through the BS, seeing through things and being like, okay, well, where does this lead? Where does this go? And my intuition says we're going to be able to build literal worlds. Through when we were talking about, like, when you start going through the different iterations of, say, Vision Pro and MetaQuest and how they mix with AI and all that kind of stuff that you've probably heard ad nauseum. But when you logically go through that, the end result seems pretty obvious to me. And that's going to be world building, literal world building. That's an incredible end. Oh, I shouldn't even say end. I don't even know if it's the end. My point is, obviously, we're going to get to a place where you can't predict anything. But my intuition says what's coming is only going to benefit creative types. People who are scared about losing their jobs just need to shift their perspective and see that this is an opportunity. Again, assuming we don't all die, this can be an opportunity to do something even greater. You like art? Imagine building a world through your eyes. You like to write? Imagine creating worlds like Westworld and dialogues and situations and scenes and these types of things. You go through the list of all the different types of creative domains that are out there. AI can help you if you view it as a collaborator. That doesn't mean it's going to be comfortable the whole way. It's going to be uncomfortable. And that's putting it lightly. I get that. I understand there's possibly hubris with my statement, but what's the alternative? I don't know, like, and I'm genuinely asking, what is the alternative here? For me, I think the best thing we can do is responsibly push on the gas, not pedal to the metal. We got to figure this out. I am so excited for what this is going to do for creativity. This is one reason I'm doing this podcast, doing this YouTube channel, doing everything I'm doing around creativity, because I truly believe that creative writing and other aspects of creativity, but specifically creative writing, are going to be, or is going to be, the most important skill set in the next 10 to 15 years. Your ability to craft narratives, to understand the nuances of story, because here's the thing, right? Everyone talks about, like, oh, this is a huge threat to movie making, Hollywood, all these types of things. Well, at the end of the day, though, it's like, just because you have the ability to generate a world through a prompt doesn't mean it's a great world or it's a world that people want to do. You have to ask yourself, when everyone can generate anything they want, what is going to separate people from the pack? And that is your ability to understand stories, to build plots, characters and plots worth investigating. If everyone can do the same thing, you have to start thinking, well, what's going to be different? What's going to set you apart? And in my mind, my intuition is screaming that it's creativity. It's creative writing. It's knowing how to build and construct a story. I'm so excited for what is coming. And I am completely frightened at the same time. It's like you're about to bungee jump. It's like you're about to skydive. There's fear. But at the same time, this is your opportunity to start building out a skill set that can survive this realm, this new landscape we're all about to find ourselves in. There's still a long way to go, too. At least I feel like there is. So it's not like you're out of time. But man, this is your moment to start working on storytelling. Because I truly believe with AI, you're going to be able to tell the greatest stories that have ever been told.